May is Military Appreciation Month, celebrating those who are currently serving in the United States military. S&T Bank salutes our military members and wants to thank you for your service. You serve our country. Let S&T Bank serve you with S&T's Armed Forces account featuring no minimum balances or maintenance fees. Plus, free ATMs, checks, and money orders. For more information, stop by a local branch, visit stbank.com, or call 800-325-2265. S&T Bank, member FDIC.
You're tuned to The Drive on your 24/7 home of the Black and Gold, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson, and it is Power Ranking Day here. On we, of course, use the NFL.com power rankings, those done by Dan Hanzus. And no change this week, Matt, at number 32.
Oh, I think they're going to be last and maybe not win another game.
Yeah, the 1-8-1 Houston Texans, they are, at this point, are they a lock for the number one overall pick?
I feel like it's gotten to that point. They really don't do anything well. They're not particularly talented. I mean, the quarterback's not the answer. There's not much going on positive.
They're talking about has to be actually pulling the quarterback now to go with, Jared Allen?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They were outgained. They played Washington last week. They were outgained 246-5 in the first half. In the first half, when you script things
half.
And you
the five,
they can't stop. They're on pace this year to allow 3,000 rushing yards.
Yeah,
3,000.
Yeah. I mean, then that's the thing. Everyone just knows Henry, if I run the ball happen, over and over.
If Derrick Henry gets to 2,000 yards this year, he has the Houston Texans to thank for it.
Yeah, 400 of it is against Houston.
It might be 500.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's just a fatal flaw that you can't overcome.
I mean,
if I can't stop the run, they're just going to hand off over and over and over, and we're going to be in the field forever and game over.
Put it this way. They're allowing more than 200 rushing yards per game. The Steelers were last in the league last year at 146.1. Everybody in Pittsburgh knows how bad the run defense here was last year.
Right.
This is exponentially
monumentally worse. That's ridiculous. Wow.
Yeah.
They need everything.
Yeah, everything.
And it's been like that for 3 years.
Yeah, yeah. You know, last year they took the tactic of, hey, we're going to go sign all these veteran guys, and it wasn't this bad. Mm-hmm. This year they said, we're just going to let those guys go, and we're going to really stink. Well, you accomplished that.
I mean, at least they have the Browns' first-round pick, too, so they'll have two early picks. But, man, I mean, who's the core players right now?
Yeah, Laremy Tunsil and, about it.
By the time Pierce is – by the time they're good, Pierce will be running to the ground.
Yeah, he was bad last week. I mean, they just don't.
Oh, he did nothing.
Yeah, he did absolutely nothing in that game. 31, the Carolina Panthers holding steady.
Did you hear they just announced they're going to Darnold? I'm not sure any of that matters. But
The Steelers play them in a few weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, they're 31.
Yeah, I mean, they're awful.
Really bad
that game,
team. Yeah, they really
I
are.
Watched some of that game on Sunday against the Ravens in the press box, oh, my God. Like, that game was 0-0 for the longest time. Then it was 3-3 for the longest time, and the Ravens finally scored 10 points in the fourth quarter to put the Panthers out of their misery. But not a good outing by either team, really. It was just a lot
I was
of
gonna say, it wasn't,
bad offense.
Not the finest moment for the Ravens either.
No. No, they were bad.
No. I'm curious where Baltimore comes in here because I would drop them significantly from where I had them a week or two ago.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And 30, holding steady, the Denver Broncos.
Good. They're that bad.
They are that bad.
I'm sitting here looking at the standings and curious, trying to guess who's going to be next because I didn't want to cheat and look. I don't know if they're worse than the Rams.
Yeah, you can make that argument. You can certainly make that argument.
Awful team right now.
At least Denver has a defense.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. At least they've
got 100 times.
They've got something that they can hang their hat on. Their offense is atrocious, though. People complaining about the Steelers' offense need to take a look at that Denver offense.
I mean, it's not really watchable.
Or the Houston offense. Or the Carolina offense. Right. Those are bad offenses. Yeah.
I mean, first downs are major accomplishments. I mean,
they stop the game and give the coordinator the ball after each first down.
Yeah, way to go.
At 29, down a spot, Jacksonville.
Well, I'll still take them over the Rams. I mean, Jacksonville at least plays close games. Jacksonville's plus 11 in point differential.
They lose games, but they
they lose close games. They're still learning a lot. I'm not saying they're a top 15.
Here's the thing about the Jaguars: if the opponent scores 17 that week, they score 16. Mm-hmm. If the opponent scores 27, they score 26. Like they don't know how to win.
No, they don't know how to win. I mean, they got some young guys that are coming along. I mean, the Rams at least know how to win.
Yeah. Well, the Rams, speaking of the devil, are at 28. Good. That's down two spots.
I didn't know if they'd be that harsh on the Rams, but that's the type of team they are right now.
Yeah, you're talking about the Rams and Denver were both top 10 teams in these rankings when the season started.
Oh, yeah. Easily, I can't remember a team.
Easily the two most disappointing teams in the league.
Yes. I can't remember a Super Bowl champ being this bad the year after.
Awful. With the same core group of guys.
Not that much different, right? Yeah.
At 27, the team the Steelers will see this week, the Indianapolis Colts.
They've played okay the last couple weeks, though. I mean, I don't think the Steelers are going to roll all over these guys.
No, I don't.
Their defense is good.
Had that discussion with Tim Benz on Sunday, and of course the Colts were winning at that time, and Benz, well, they're beating the Eagles right now. I'm like, let's talk after the game is over. Defensively, it hasn't been the issue. The defense is
defense is good.
All season long hasn't been the issue. Turnovers were the issue for them, and I don't know that they cannot turn the football. I don't know that Matt Ryan cannot turn the football over against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, especially him getting hit and absorbing punishment.
A team that stops the run. Mm-hmm. You can run on the Eagles, and they did run on the Eagles. That's how they got their lead. Taylor ran the ball well early in that game, and they got the lead. And then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, the Colts just kind of went away from it.
Yes.
I think
Ryan's a very limited passer at this point, too.
Oh, yeah, he's a sitting duck back there.
I mean, yeah, that too.
At 26, the Las Vegas Raiders up three spots.
That's where they belong, though. I mean, lost a lot of close games early. Don't really have a lot of talent, especially on defense.
Well, now the offense is really just two guys.
Adams and Jacobs, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
If you can stop those two guys or even stop one of them, they're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's a proper spot for them. I still think the Jags are as good as any one of these teams.
At 25, holding steady, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, let's see who's next. But I think I would have – it doesn't work this way, but I think the Steelers deserve to go up after last week.
I thought that was a – stay where they're at. I mean, you played a much better team and, were very competitive in it. I mean, they could have won that football game.
I'm excited, actually, to get Cincy.
Yeah.
I'm going to have Cincy pretty high if I were to do them.
At 24, holding steady, the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, I like the Steelers' chances against the Browns.
Browns got smoked in that game. Yes, they had a lead really early, and then they forgot
then
that they have Nick Chubb.
They got blown out. They did.
They forgot they had Nick Chubb.
Second half.
Yeah.
Their defense is horrific, too.
It's on par with Houston's, really.
Mm-hmm. Particularly against the run.
Yeah. At 23, down three spots, the Chicago Bears.
That's a little nice to Chicago.
The Steelers are a better team than Chicago right now.
I think Cleveland is, too.
Yeah.
I mean, especially
if Fields is hurt. They're getting Trevor Siemian ready to play this week.
I mean, the Bears have lost four in a row.
They might not beat it with Trevor Siemian at quarterback. They might lose to the Houston Texans.
I mean, didn't you say they right now have the second pick in the draft or third pick in the draft?
Yes.
I mean, they've earned it. I mean,
absolutely.
They'd be five spots lower for me. That one's way overrated to me.
Yeah. Well, they were too high last week when he had them at 20. And they're, yeah, they're losing these games, and he puts them at 20. At 22, down three spots. This team's horrendous as well. Arizona.
Yeah, they're broken.
Like, that defense looked like it did not want to be in that stadium yesterday.
Not at all. I mean, that screams coaching change maybe this tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like now.
Guys passing on shots to knock guys out of bounds and tackle. Yep. It was atrocious.
It was really bad.
And the offense is broken.
I'll take the Steelers over those last two teams you mentioned.
At 21, up two spots, the Saints. Didn't we just see these guys here 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, really. I mean, I know they won, but that's not a super
convincing
win.
They beat the Rams, who you have down at the bottom here. The Steelers played a much more competitive game, as did the Browns, for that matter, for two quarters of that game against the Bills. Now, I understand, to me, that Bills game screamed, the Bills were hurrying around to figure out how the heck they were going to get out of Buffalo.
We got to go play
a football game.
Right. I'm not sure how to even get to the airport, but I got to play a football game.
Yeah.
I think that's a little high for the Saints.
I think that's really high for the Saints. Mm-hmm. At 20, up two spots, the Atlanta Falcons.
I was about to say, when's Atlanta going to get mentioned? They're not good at all.
They're not good.
No. And I don't know how much consideration he puts into this. And I know we've been laughing for 12 weeks now how bad Pitts' numbers are. But he gets doubled all the time.
Yeah, like, now
they got so much easier to play against.
Yeah, now you can double London and not worry about the big tight end. Yeah, it's just
right.
I don't know how they're going to throw the ball from here on out.
Right, and their defense I think is really poor.
At 19, down three spots, the Packers.
I think it's fair.
Yeah.
By the sound of this, it sounds like I'd have the Steelers right around 20 then.
Yeah, I'm with you. At 18,
these last couple names have not been that exciting.
No, at 18, up three spots. They're on a three-game winning streak, so I get it. The Detroit Lions.
Ooh. I mean, the Lions better than the Packers?
They did beat them a couple of weeks ago. They're one of the teams they beat on this three-game winning streak. So,
I mean, I think winning streaks are important.
Yeah. They're heading in the right direction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But defensively, they're going to get trounced on Thursday night.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're playing the Bills.
I mean, this isn't a real glorious area of the power ranks.
It is not.
None of these teams are super impressive.
May is Military Appreciation Month, celebrating those who are currently serving in the United States military. S&T Bank salutes our military members and wants to thank you for your service. You serve our country, let S&T Bank serve you. With S&T's Armed Forces account featuring no minimum balances or maintenance fees. Plus, free ATMs, checks, and money orders. For more information, stop by a local branch, visit stbank.com, or call 800-325-2265. S&T Bank, member FDIC. I see.
It's 17, up a spot, coming off a loss, are the Los Angeles Chargers.
They hung around with a really good team. I mean, that's kind of the Steeler argument. That's kind of the Browns argument.
I think they're better.
They are talented.
They're better than this next team.
I got a couple teams are better than they even mentioned.
It's 16, up a spot, Washington. If you look at who Washington has beaten during their little win,
right?
They've beaten nobody this year except for they have a win over Green Bay, and we now know that Green Bay is not any good. And they beat the Eagles, which is a division matchup.
Yeah, sure. I mean, beating the Eagles is great. That was their Super Bowl, and they're playing better.
That would be like arguing, the Steelers did beat Cincinnati. What's a division matchup? You know,
Chargers are better than Washington or the Giants, in my opinion.
I agree. I agree completely. Yeah. And at 15 are the Giants, down two
good.
Spots.
I'm glad they're not too high. But
the Chargers are a better football team.
And they're 7-3, and they've outscored their opponents by 1 point.
Yeah. Now, that being said, the Chargers would struggle in games against both of those teams. I think they would win.
Oh, yeah. They've obvious weaknesses.
Yeah. But you can run the ball in the Chargers, and that's what the Giants and Commanders do. But I still think I'd take the Chargers in a head-to-head matchup against those teams.
Yeah. I mean, the quarterback carries a lot of weight there.
At 14, down four spots, the Jets.
They don't even know who their quarterback's going to be this week.
Yeah. You can't be kind to them here because quarterback's too important and none of the options are good and the guy they're playing is bad.
The Chargers are a better team than the Jets.
Yeah. That'd be a hard game for the Chargers.
Yeah.
But the Jets don't score any points.
They don't score. They can't score.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
At 13.
No, I'm with you on that.
At 13, up two spots, the Patriots. They can't score.
I guess that's where they belong.
But they can't score.
No, and their quarterback's not good either. I don't think any name you listed, again, not an illustrious group, I would put ahead of New England.
The Patriots play the Vikings this week.
On Thanksgiving?
On Thanksgiving, yeah.
It's a late game, yeah.
That's the late game. Now, it is a Kirk Cousins late game, but I'll take
but he's also home.
I'll take my chances with Cousins in that one.
I think the Vikes are only favored by like 2 points.
Which is crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
At 12, up two spots despite being off, the Seahawks.
I was wondering where like Seattle and Tampa would show up.
Their last game out, they got beat by
Tampa. Yeah.
Pretty handily, too. That was a late, oh, by the way, touchdown that they scored to make it look closer than it was.
And but I still take him over to New England.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there's like 10 good teams.
At 11, up a spot.
We haven't mentioned any of them yet.
Tampa Bay.
I think they're improving. They're going to win the division.
They're going to win that division going away, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, easily, but that doesn't mean they're good.
No, I agree. At 10, up a spot, Cincinnati.
I think I'd have the Bengals higher.
I probably would, too, yeah.
I mean, they're one of the only teams that's like, top 10 offense, top 10 defense. I think their quarterback's top five. I had a feeling they'd be low on Bengals. I'd probably have the Bengals right around like five or six.
At 9, down six spots, Minnesota.
Okay.
They had a bad game.
I know. They've had two awful games, and they have a negative point differential, even though their
despite their
record
being 8-2.
Is 8-2.
That's what happens. Right. When you get, I mean, they lost 40-3. That's a 37 points against your differential.
I mean, they're still going to win the division. I think they're better than the Tampas of the world. Where I would struggle is Minnie or Tennessee, who I assume is being mentioned here very soon.
I would take Minnesota in that one.
I think I would, too. That's I'd have them ahead of the Titans.
At 8, down two spots, the Ravens.
That's warranted. Yeah. I would have Cincinnati ahead of the Ravens.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if they've played head-to-head once already this year, and the Ravens did win that game in Baltimore.
I get all that. But
right now, as constructed
right
now,
as constructed
what's
right
happening
now.
Right now, boy, Mark Andrews doesn't look like Mark Andrews. Ronnie Stanley's back out again. They get some issues.
Well, they do. And sometimes their offense coordinator does weird things like throws the ball a lot.
Come out throwing. We're really throwing. Do what you do well. What's wrong with that?
I mean, they're a very unique team.
Yeah.
I don't think they would probably be like three spots lower than that. It's definitely below Cincy. And below Minnesota, too.
Yeah. At 7, down three spots. This is harsh. They were off last week. The Miami Dolphins.
Well, it's funny because when we were going to do power ranks, I still think the top three are the top three. And then I build a little group of kind of who's number four.
Yeah.
The other ones are just really strong.
I don't know about really strong. But
I think Dallas and San Francisco are strong.
They're starting to separate, but is there more than just Dallas and San Francisco there? Yes, there is more than just Dallas and San Francisco there, because at 6, up three spots, are the Tennessee flipping Titans.
See, they're not a tier two team to me.
They are no. Miami would. I'd
like
take Miami over
nine.
Them. I think Baltimore would beat them. I'd think Cincinnati would beat them.
I probably would take Minnesota.
I'll take Minnesota over them. Again, they're another one of these teams that if you start looking into who they've actually beaten this year, it's not all that impressive.
It's not. I mean, they're doing a great job coaching, but they don't have a passing game.
I don't think they're much different than Washington, to be honest. They're better coached than Washington, and they've got Derrick Henry, which, you know, so I think they're a
little, huge.
a little bit better than Washington, but I don't know if they're markedly better than Washington. They got a good defensive line, like Washington. They're suspect on the back end, like Washington, and they run the ball.
Yeah, and they don't make a lot of mistakes. Only a plus 8 point differential.
Yeah, I don't think they're good. They're not a contender. They're going to make the playoffs this year. And then yes. Cincinnati or Baltimore or I don't know if any of
Miami.
I don't know if Miami would be the one that would go in there and beat them. I don't know if the Patriots could do it or the Jets or one of these other, you know, AFC
grinded out teams.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, I think they're going to be fodder in the first round.
I think so too. I think so too. But they would not be a tier two team for me.
No, no. At five, up two spots are the 49ers.
I'm cool with that. I mean, Dallas, Niners, Dallas.
It's a really good defense. Dallas. They get weapons all over the field. It's still Jimmy
it's
G.
It's insane.
But as I texted you last night, like in that offense, Jimmy G is actually fantasy relevant.
Oh, yeah. He's a facilitator.
Yeah, he's
set it up really well for him.
It's like having, you know, Isaiah Thomas out there just throwing or John Stockton. Just, okay, I'm going to deliver the ball. I'm not going to score a bunch of points myself, but I'm going to get the ball where it needs to go.
Yeah, and they're making life a little easier on him. They didn't used to throw to backs very much, and now they're, if you're getting trouble, dump it off to Christian, you know.
It's a nice thing to have, yeah. Nice, at four, yeah. Up a spot, Buffalo, back in the conversation.
Wow, I'd still have Buffalo over Dallas.
Yeah.
I still think Buffalo's the top three.
He bumped Dallas up five spots to three.
It's a dominant win. I mean, I would have Dallas four, so I'm not going to fight him too much on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's again, splitting hairs.
Mm-hmm.
At two, down a spot, Philadelphia.
Eagles. Yeah, they're showing some warts.
They can't stop the
Hurts
run.
Hurts isn't playing great. They're not stopping the run tremendously. They could use a third receiver right now. I mean, these aren't terrible problems to have. It's kind of like Buffalo, where we're talking about what's wrong. What possible holes do these teams have? Well, now they have a little ones. But,
yeah. The loss of Goddard's a big deal for them.
It's a big deal for them.
He's their first down maker.
Yes. I mean, he's one of the best tight ends in the league.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, they're more down the field, at least the way the Eagles are using them, down the field kind of threats. And then Goddard's the guy that moves the chains. Well, now they don't have that guy.
No, they're looking for him, and it's a bit of a problem, and they're figuring some things out.
And then at number one, the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think that's easy. I mean, the way that offense is playing, nobody's on Mahomes' level right now. I mean, they're beating good teams well. I think Dallas or San Francisco, though, could go into Philly in the NFC title game and win.
Yeah, if you can score a bunch of points and have a good defense, which both of those two teams have, you can give Philadelphia problems.
The Eagles would not want to deal with San Fran's running game.
Yeah, especially if you're familiar with Hurts,
with
Hurts.
Right, right, right.
Like, you know, if you're a team that's played him in the past, and obviously, you know, Dallas has done so, San Francisco has done so, I believe, they could give them some problems.
Here's a weird question for you.
Okay.
I know we're up against it in time to go, but I was asked today, who's the best quarterback in the NFC right now? I mean, it's not Rodgers. It's not Brady. It's not Kyler. I said Dak Prescott. So I can't give it to Geno. I can't give it to Geno.
Dak hasn't played great, though, since coming back.
He's starting to, though. He's healthy and he's running. And I mean, it's amazing how different the quarterbacks are in the two conferences.
It really is. I mean, I think the NFC has more of the facilitators. Justin Fields was maybe trying to work his way into that conversation as the best overall
weapon.
But, now he's got a dislocated shoulder. So that's a bit of an issue for a running quarterback.
Bit of a problem, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but amazing how different that is. I mean, Hurts is probably still in the conversation, too.
Yeah, it's pretty bleak, to be honest. You can now listen to Steelers Nation Radio anytime, anywhere, through your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play Steelers Nation Radio from iHeart, and Alexa will take care of the rest. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. When we come back, it's time for the Fantasy Football Focus.
May is Military Appreciation Month, celebrating those who are currently serving in the United States military. S&T Bank salutes our military members and wants to thank you for your service. You serve our country. Let S&T Bank serve you with S&T's Armed Forces account featuring no minimum balances or maintenance fees. Plus, free ATMs, checks, and money orders. For more information, stop by a local branch, visit stbank.com, or call 800-325-2265. S&T Bank, member FDIC. See.